This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Tuesday, April 21st. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day. Just making sure, Nuri is pronounced new and re. It ain't that hard. You blend the words together, N-E-W, new, and the last two letters, re. Now, we're being 51. We have some crown land there in Acklands there, in Benicle Hill, 40 acres from James Nuri, came to the Bahamas in 1851 from British Honduras. And he met one Clark lady and started having children left, right, and center, moved to Crooked Island, moved to New Providence. So Nuris have been in the Bahamas for a while. In fact, I still have the deed, which has Queen Victoria and the Royal Seal on it, where they grant the land to the Nuris. It's a generation land. It's there. So Nuris, it's a Bahamian name, even though it might be a Johnny come lately, only 140 odd years being in the country. Be being here for 140 odd years. Does that make me a indigenous Bahamian? It's all subjective. Because some of y'all just reach, and because y'all have Anglo-Saxon names, y'all believe that y'all belong here and never have a generation land in their life. I believe they're more entitled to other. But I just wanted you to know how to pronounce Nuri. It ain't hard. Just Nuri. Yeah, anyone can say that. But I want to say that. Yesterday, I had a debate on whether gaming numbers was illegal in the Bahamas. I want to do a spin on it recently. And I had a debate with one of the guests who called in. I think they were wrong, and I'm going to try to re-explain it to them, because everybody trying to be educated, but not really edumacated, right? Everyone want to be lawyer, but never went to law, smart person. I tend to try to my best to be simple as hell, right? Because when you kind of be educated, people expect so much for you, and I don't want people to demand things of me, so I tell jokes, right? But I know the difference between illegal and restricted. I can say the words again. The difference between illegal and restricted, right? They're two different words, however, two different definitions. And I maintain that gambling in the Bahamas has been restricted to Bahamians, but is not illegal. There are people in the Bahamas that can gamble. There are Bahamians in the Bahamas who have gambled. Why? Because they got permission. One cannot get permission to do an illegal act. Cocaine is an illicit substance. You cannot get permission to take cocaine because it's illegal. However, marijuana is a restricted drug. And it's amongst a list of restricted drugs. Marijuana is a restricted drug. It's not an illegal drug. It's a restricted drug. Now, let's say what is illegal and what is restricted, because some people don't know the difference. And I'm mad at them for not knowing what restricted and illegal is. So let me go and explain that. I'm not changing topic. Any man, you can get blocked. And block for life. So let me let you know that for now. Because I'm in a mood. I'm in a mood of blocking people for life. Illegal and restricted. Illegal is completely prohibited by law. no lawful way to do it at all. You're unable to do it. If you engage with it, you are committing an offense. Where it is legal, but only under specific conditions. Gambling in the Bahamas was restricted to Bahamians. That means it is legal, but only specific conditions. You can get a permit to gamble. The church every year gets permits to gamble. There are people in Lifekey who want to do those, what they call it, table games, who have permission to open up what they call a small casino. I know they get permission, I assume, from the minister responsible for gaming. You can apply for a permit. You can apply for a permit to get marijuana because it's not an illicit drug. It is a restricted drug. Let's talk about web shops. Web shops, you get a web cafe. You can. It is legal inside the Bahamas to open up an internet cafe. Web shops was never illegal in the Bahamas. However, there are some people who did some illicit things in the web shop, but the web shop itself was not illegal. When I was younger, they had this pilot who opened up and the washer changed to an ice cream parlor, then it changed to a web cafe, then it changed into a number house. When I was younger, I went into the web cafe to surf the net because not everyone in the over the hill had computers, and I used their computers to print for UB. The web cafe was not illegal. Later on, there were adults start coming inside the web cafe, and some of them go inside a website and used to spin. As I sat there and do my homework to go to the college of the Bahamas, it was not an illegal business. They had a whole business license on the wall. Eventually, it moved and more from the restricted children, people under 18, from being inside the web cafe and said, we are now moving to host gaming operations. That's what I assume. Some type of gaming operation in there, right? So only adults came in there, and they came and logged on to the web cafe's number place, and they found a website, and they spin and gamble all the same. A number of other people used to come there and print their business card and their resumes still. But it moved on from that, where the number man was arrested. Not arrested. He got charged, and $800,000 of his was confiscated because he was found or was charged and eventually found guilty of running a number house. He had people come in there for the sole purpose to gamble, not the web shop, but they came in there to host a legal entity. And going back to that illegal word, to gamble in the Bahamas, you need to have a permit. He had no permit. But if the people who come there want to go in cyberspace and spin on foreign concepts or foreign websites, it was legal to do that. But the mortar and brick place to host it for gambling without any permission was prohibited and restricted. Therefore, his money and his operation was temporarily closed down. He later filed an appeal. The $800,000, we still don't know where it went because he made an appeal, but eventually the government dropped the charges against him. I only could assume that the $800,000 is returned to him, or it was used as that down payment for when all the number places had to pay their money as a down payment of $1 million. I have a good source that $800,000 was used for that. I just want to make that clear. I just want to make it clear because I ain't no lawyer. Not everyone on the talk show hosts are also, they're not lawyers. We all have our different opinions on things. We all can interpret the law in our different ways, but none of us are lawyers, right? But I know, and see how simple it was to explain the difference between restricted and illegal? I know the difference between what is restricted and illegal. And I want to make sure the listening audience understand and appreciate the difference between illegal and restricted. And note that my conclusion is, gambling was restricted towards Bahamians, but it's not illegal. So when I said earlier yesterday that gambling was not illegal in the Bahamas, but restricted for many humans to get a permit in order to gamble. I stand behind that. And those who can't see that way, they have issues. I know why they have issues, and I'm not sure how can they are unable to conclude, have come to the same conclusion, especially when they say they're educated. I don't know. But I want to get that out of the way. In that whole 18 minutes of me ranting, man. 18 minutes. I just want to make sure people know how to pronounce Nuri properly. It ain't a hard name, man. It only have two symbols. Nuri. Nuri. Simple. So now we done talk about it. I want to talk about the U.S. Embassy response to the official opposition regarding them coming to be evaluators, observers is the correct word, of our general election. There are two political parties recently who wrote specifically to the U.S. Embassy. There was the COI and Lincoln B, and they tend to do all kind of theatrical stuff. They announced last week sometime that they have officially written into the United States Embassy asking that they come and observe our election. I find that odd, but I tend to be entertained by the COI. They do theatrical things. That's what type of things they do. Then we see the Free National Movement, their leader, then also afterwards wrote into the U.S. Embassy asking them to be observers of the Bahamas election. And I had a problem with it, right? Because the leader of the opposition has experience of being in the House of Assembly. In fact, he has experience of being in the cabinet. In fact, he has institutional knowledge of understanding what happens during an election. In the past, and he knows this, and almost every election, I would be safe to say that all election, but I can say almost to keep myself free, right? In the past, let me show, there have been several groupings who come every year to observe our elections. And one of those is the OAS, Organization of American States, right? They come and observe our election. Also, CARICOM come and observe our election. We, the Bahamas, are a part of a number of institutions, treaties, that people come and observe. It's a standard thing. We see them. We get reports on either flaws, concerns, things that we highlight that we do well in the Bahamas in terms of how we conduct our election, right? Even we got applauded by the United States previously. Sometimes some people say our system is superior to theirs, right? So the very idea that the oppositions felt it a need to call on to United States. I'm not sure why they choose the United States of all countries, but say, I want United States public specifically here because they are concerned. They ain't care about CARICOM. They ain't care about the Commonwealth people who come to observe and all these other organizations who come to observe to keep the integrity and give report. They want the United States specifically to come. But the United States responded. And I'm going to interpret what the United States said, but I want to read it into the record. Because I think the United States dismissed them. That's how I interpret it. And like I said, in almost all things, there's different interpretation of things. But I'm going to read it to you, and you can interpret it any kind of way you want to interpret it. But I can break it down all the same, right? The letterhead says, the Embassy of the United States of America, Nassau, the Bahamas, and it's dated April 14th. This letter on the U.S. Embassy letterhead is directed to the Honorable Michael C. Pintard, leader of His Majesty's Loyal Opposition, Bay and Parliament Street, Nassau, the Bahamas. Dear Mr. Pintard, the letter says, thank you very much for your letter. The first sentence says, the U.S. Embassy has requested to observe the 2026 general elections in the Bahamas through formal diplomatic channels. And we understand invitation letters to all resident heads of missions will be issued from the government house. So now let's we understand invitation letters to all resident heads of missions will be issued from the government house. I interpret it as every time there's election, there's an invitation that's given by the government house to all formal diplomatic channels, to the heads of missions, right, by the government house. As one of the Bahamas' closest neighbors and global leaders in democracy, we welcome the opportunity to support this important Bahamian electoral process as observers. So I interpret it as they say, man, we waiting on our letter. The letter goes out, right? The letter goes out regularly. And as soon as they get their official letter, they will become observer just like everyone else who tends to become an observer. But wait. There's no need to rush this process. Wait. I find it odd that our official opposition, and of course the COI for their entertainment, need to have observers other than the observers who comes automatically. We see the heads of missions will send delegates to watch the process. I remember one, there's a WikiLeaks, and I'm not sure if people remember what WikiLeaks is, some decades ago, right? The WikiLeaks revealed that the U.S. officials gave a report on almost every politician that we had here. They gave a report, happened to be on my member of parliament, who was Minister of Foreign Affairs then, and he took them into Fox Hill as part of his election campaign, showing what how it is that Bahamians campaign. He took notes on the commentary that the minister said regarding Bahamians and how we ask for stuff, right? They took notes on how the slogans, the billboards, it was a detailed, right? He took note on the minister at that time, again, who is still the current minister at that time, his concerns about what the demands of the Bahamian people. They do reports all the time. I still believe they listen to calls all the time. I believe that the United States have the pulse on the Bahamas. They could tell you what every person who the opposition leader meets, every person who the leader of the country meets, the ministers, I believe so. I believe they have a tab on everything that we do in this country. They are superpower. They have the technology. We don't have technology. We ask to get access to their technology, their phones, their photocopier, their printer, their computers, right? So we expect them to be listening. We just saying, hopefully not doing anything untoward. Anyway, we have a phone call there. Kermit, I don't have the phone for texting, by the way. Oh, you have? Okay, no problem. Let's go to this phone call here. Guardian Radio AM, you live.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hey, you say tell us what we think about the letter you read, because you saying sound like America dismissed the opposition.
I think the United States dismissed the opposition because they was coming anyway. They just waiting on the letter.
Oh, you didn't say that part. They was coming anyway.
So hold on. Let me read this part.
No, I mean, you didn't say that.
Hold on. Let me read this part.
Uh-huh.
The U.S. Embassy has requested to observe the 2026 general elections in the Bahamas through formal diplomatic channels. And we understand invitation letters to all resident head of missions will be issued from the government house.
Okay. So
invitation letters will be issued.
So the question is why the opposition leader them write them? That's what you're saying, right?
There was no need.
No, that's your opinion, there was no need, right?
It was coming.
No, but listen here, brother. I understand you said it was coming and sound like they welcome observing it, right?
We have observers for all of our elections.
They did it in the past.
In all our elections.
You said they did it in the past, right?
For all of our elections.
Yes, for all our elections. So I think the opposition leader just pointing out that for sure they need them this time.
My point is, they're coming.
They're coming, eh?
They know they get an invitation though. They knew the invitation is coming. They're waiting on the invitation.
Okay, okay. I believe you did you hear the opposition leader also ask for parliamentary secretary to either resign or be fired?
I am pontificating.
You dismissed that, eh?
I dismissed that too. But that's part of politics.
Look, every time they print out things, even the COI, it's like the gentleman making it sound like it's not relevant. Mr. Thompson, Harrison Thompson, making it sound like it's not relevant what they're talking about. And I guess Mr. Pintar just doing it for the voters, them to know that they're requesting all observers to come in and watch this one because they feel like maybe... My party, the government, the PLP, will not do things them the right way. And it'd have to go to the governor general. That's the appropriate way to do it, I guess. But I guess they believe that Mother Pratt wouldn't send it in time.
You believe Mother Pratt wouldn't sell it in time?
Mother Pratt is a decent
You know woman. That we make a big deal of...
She's a decent woman, but she's a PLP.
No, you know we make a big deal about the observers coming to the Bahamas. We give them tours and so excited to make sure that they're here. It's mm-hmm. part of who we are. This is we expect them to come.
Mm-hmm.
We want everybody come to see us do our electoral process. We make sure I invite them. We do not invite them.
And you pleased with the work from Mr. Harrison Thompson? You okay with that?
I have no problem with his work at this person. I don't see any point where there's any grievances that he said, man, he got to go.
I don't believe the majority of the Bahamian people agree with
Give
you.
Give me one thing that you completely have egregious about. One thing.
He sound like even before...
I ain't say how he sound. I say one thing that he did, which is a man that bad, he got to go.
One thing he did, he sound like he's dismissed everything of it,
and that's
including the COI.
Okay, give me one thing that the opposition had to say, including the COI, that you say, hey?
You see, when Mr. Bastian was questioned about not talking about if he have any agreement with the government or have any buildings around the government, when I listened to... Mr. Raming, the spokesman for the PLP, and listen to Mr. Thompson, it's like they make it sound like it's not an issue when it's appropriate where the Constitution say you have to do things.
And I'm willing to entertain you for it.
Did you hear Dr. San
no,
say
you
that?
You can't let me speed up. I can respond to that. You ready?
Go ahead, brother. Sorry, brother.
Now, the concerns about Mr. Bastian and whether he declare, it's a warranted thing. I was amused when the COI brought it up. I saw that the FN, I noticed, took note that the FN didn't bring it up, but I noticed that the COI brought it up.
Uh-huh.
And they presented the information to Harrison Thompson, and he made a decision. He said, I hear you.
But I still can let him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, if you have a problem you believe is unfair, you take it to court. But at this present time, with what I see in,
uh-huh.
your point, he concluded that it didn't make no sense, or he disagreed with it. Now, your job is to take it to the next level, say, look, I'm going to court, and nothing is wrong with going to court, no. There may be an election court for a number of seats in the future. That's the process it is.
Okay,
but you can't dismiss the person for doing their job. He made a call. I don't see your point as being valid. I will let him run in terms of it, in regards to...
You even agree with the Raman guy that spoken for the PLP when he made it sound like it wasn't an issue? You say Valentine them not
PLP will do what the PLP does. I it's not my place to agree with them.
The chairman of the PLP, Mr. San, say when, not if, when the government changed, when the FNM went, they could stop that project with a specialty hospital.
And by
How
that time,
that?
There's nothing wrong with that too. They always promising. I remember one point in time they said it's going to stop VAT. You remember when they promised us recall VAT?
We said Herschel Walker.
We can stop VAT. Ask if VAT still gets stopped yet. I want to ask you a question. Did VAT ever get stopped?
No, they can't hire on us.
See,
from 7.5 to 12.
Them promising that they can stop the hospital. Uh-huh. I gotta wait and see. I know how these people go. After the money them borrow and inside the treasury,
we can use the money for something else. We could use that money to repair the old hospital and make sure we have doctors and nurses who pay. The NHI doctors them can't get paid in spite of my government saying that the country doing good. The NHI doctors who giving us their service.
We only wait and hope to see what they can do with it. I gotta wait and see.
So you think Herschel Walker was out of order when he mentioned that he little disappointed that we still going ahead with that deal? What Dr. Sands call a dumb idea?
The American embassy will do what the American embassy does.
Uh-huh.
He already raised his concern. We responded to it. I have no problem with them raising this concern.
It wouldn't help us repair Princess Margaret, Rand Memorial, the Sandlet, and the prison. And the prison.
If they were willing, they would have done it already.
They just didn't. They wasn't paying attention to us, but now that we
No, hold on. The United States have a pulse on the Bahamas. They know what everything happened inside here. They know what they're wearing now.
Uh-huh.
Don't tell me they didn't know the hospital needed to get fixed.
I thought the agreement would have come from America is better, because even our prime minister,
he said he's going to help us find somebody.
Prime Minister Davis.
Hold on, pause.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Walker said he will help us find someone. They ain't find no one yet. No.
Huh?
That might take another 20 years.
20 years? It ain't going to be that long, man.
Did he find anyone yet?
So,
I asked you a question.
Fire or find?
Did he find anyone yet?
We never know, because the government...
Hold on. How long has the hospital been dilapidated?
For a very long time.
He knew the U.S.
No, hold on. Focus.
The U.S. Embassy knew exactly how the hospital is. They did nothing. Just talk about the Chinese doing it. The United States knew about it a long time. They just upset because we asked for help and they didn't.
We got to do it the way they say do it.
We ain't got to do nothing the way they say do it. But
no?
Anyway, the phone's in full. Let's go.
One last thing, Nuri.
Go ahead.
When our prime minister catch COVID, he didn't go to China to get well. He going to America where his daughter is. America closer to us. America, we do more things together. Thanks, Will, for what the Chinese government willing to help us with. But I wouldn't go against America.
I'm not saying we're going against
the Chinese America. Plane don't come when things happen to us. America's come and help us.
Yeah.
I ain't seen no Chinese boat or hear no Chinese boat come when we had the hurricane.
Conk and mango.
I think we get better deal from America.
I'm not sure if you know that conk and mango don't grow on the same tree. They just don't grow on the same tree. Let's go to the next caller as I start reading these texts. Go ahead, caller. Garden Radio AM.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Inshallah, mashallah.
I kind of like the renewing of your name.
Yes, it's a simple name, though. It's not hard to pronounce. It's not Chewy. It's not Luri. It's not Bowie. It's Nuri.
But when I go renew, when I reverse those two, I get renewing. I like that renewing. But hey, no, don't let's. It's not what I call for. I want to mention 2 points. I'm looking at the Dangerous Drug Act, and it's comparing cocaine used in the Bahamas versus heroin. Apparently, cocaine can be administered medically in limited form. So that gives me an idea that it's illegal, but it's also permissible.
You know, there's Novocaine, codeine, all derivatives of cocaine. They're not cocaine, though.
Yeah.
Cocaine is illicit.
But Novocaine
and codeine even go as far as Coca-Cola. All of them come from the same root as thinking. But I hear what you're saying.
But I'm only saying heroin is forbidden all circumstances. No medical use of it, no researching of it, but you can use cocaine is permissible. But anyway, since you know what I'm saying, let's talk about the observers. Are the observers going to have access to the data while it's being transmitted from the terminal to the servers when you're using this biometric card, or they are going to be left out of that transit package?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Okay, here it is. You go into the center to vote. You get your biometrics reading. That has to go on a computer. I'm sure all of that is compiled onto on a server.
Yes.
I don't know how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be watching those packets as they're being sifted across the transmission lines? That's what I want to know.
And I don't know. We have to look out and then ask questions about it so we can find out.
Yeah, but we need to put some sniffers on the line so that we can determine whether what is being submitted is the same as what's being received.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I were running a party and I wanted to win, I know how to hack those servers.
I understand.
So let's look out for that, eh?
Yeah, we need to look out.
All right.
Okay, let me read these texts before I go to the next call. It said, the FNM wrote to the U.S. Embassy and the U.N. the week before the COI. The FNM was seeking observers beyond looking at voting infrastructure. They want them to look at circumstances where fraud can be determined. Good morning, Nuri. We have had international observers in the past, so why is it that it theatrical if the COI requested? You didn't understand my point. Okay, good morning, and the worst of the worst is this wicked government that is trying to take all of us around the devil's backbone. Tell all of them to go that way now. All Bahamians ain't dumb, nor the average. Tired and shouldn't come back to tarnish his reputation and to go to the history books as such. He made poor decision years ago during local government election when Mr. Sidney Colley was minister of Hubert Ingram's disciplined him. To date, he still ain't get it right. Just full of trickery. Catch your own shortcut, Mr. Thompson, while you're waist deep. That's the text there. Let's see one more before I go to the texter line. Mr. Nuri, do you really live in the Bahamas? This is the first time in our history that there has been so many discrepancies, etc., as it relates to fraudulent passports, etc. Yes, Mr. Thompson and Campbell need to go. They have been compromised. You are being very biased, Mr. Nuri. The opposition leader did the right thing. Okay. Let's see. This text says, you have problem with the opposition doing their job, but the PLP can do what the PLP does and the American can do what they does. They does. You have a problem. Okay, they reset it twice. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM. Go ahead, caller. You're live. Patrick, caller through there, Kermit. Oh, I got this myself. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, good day, Mr. Neary. How are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Good, man. Good. One or two quick things. As you mentioned, and I wholeheartedly agree with you, that for people who have been experienced in being in cabinet and the government for some time, should understand the protocols as it relates to observers being invited into the Bahamas to observe elections. That has not changed since King Hammer was a hatchet. And I don't know why it would seem as though a letter from an opposition or oppositions to the United States would change that effect. I, too, look at the response to say, okay, they're saying, all right, well, we normally get an invite anyhow, so, like, why y'all writing to us? We follow the protocol of the country that we're in, and the country sends us an invitation. We're normally there anyhow. And if anyone to think that the United States is not aware intimately with what is going on in our country, whether it be government or opposition, they living in la-la land. Okay? Anyone, if you just sit down and think about it, there is no, they're listening to everything. They know everything that we're doing. They forgot there's something called the internet and social media. They understand that in the Bahamas, how the temperature is when in this election and whether they were invited or not, they are aware and they are paying attention. That's point number one. Point number two. Your previous caller, the guy who always says he's whatever he is, it's just like he's going from one thing to the next, and everything you're telling him is like he's just, you shoot him down on that, he comes back with something again, you shoot him down on that, he comes with something again. It's like, I mean, you can't be that obvious, man, and you can't be just searching for things and anything. If you listen and he listens to himself, anything that he's saying can be documentedly proven to be either pro or con. And 90% of what he's saying is con. We're not interested in what people's feelings are. We're interested in what the law dictates. And you can beat up your gum as much as you want and dislike a person as much as you want. But there's something called laws. And Bahamians have some Bahamians have an issue understanding procedure, protocols, and laws. That's what governs a country, not how I feel. And I love how you handle it when you tell them, we're not talking about your feeling or what somebody else say. What is the law and what is the facts? Thank you very much, sir.
Thanks very much. This text says, what is the difference between an entrepreneur and self-employed? Is there a poor people's chamber? Days too short out to... Days to sort out a credit card terminal is unacceptable. Hours are unacceptable. It shouldn't go down. It should have redundancy. Could the chamber on double taxation with VAT... Okay, I'm not sure any of these things have anything to do with this conversation today. Let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM, you live. Okay, let's move on next one. You're live. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Nuri, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm okay. Can you read that letter again for me?
You want me to read the letter again?
Yeah.
Or are you being facetious saying it needs to be read again?
No, the reason I say is this, right? This letter came after the party, after the request for observation.
Yeah.
So clearly, this is a letter that deals with observation.
Yes.
Okay. So what happens is this is what it says. It says, thank you very much for your letter. And it basically says, the U.S. Embassy has requested. See, when I call it, just say, as if there has always come to request it. But it's response. You have to look at the language through formal diplomatic channels.
But let me ask you this, Seattle. Who usually come to observe our election?
A host of people, generally speaking.
Okay, why do they come to observe our election?
Just for observation, for procedural errors. Procedural,
And the United States are a part of a number of these groups. You know, the United States also have observers who go to the United States to observe their election. My point is, this is standard for elections. United States and the Bahamas have observers. There's no need to be pressing for extra observers because we know they come in.
No, that's not true. This context is very important, Nuri, okay? This context is very important because you have observers that comes in, whether we invite them or they request, okay? That's it. It doesn't address any of that in there. But this is a letter in response to very directed to the person who wrote the letter. And it answers in context of the letter because what the request that was made was not a normal request of regular observation.
So you're saying that when the United States come to be an observer also, with the rest of the other observers, the United States would be having special powers that they can observe things the other...
No, they have a special power.
So they can have the same observer status as everyone else?
See, I'm not going to allow you to...
I'll ask the question, and then you
okay,
answer.
Okay, great.
Are they going to have extra powers over the other observers?
No, you don't have no extra powers.
So will they have the same... Will they have the same powers as the observers?
What powers do they have, Nuri?
Whatever the observer powers have.
No, but that's my point.
But
you and I have a conversation in context.
I just want to know if they're going to have the same powers.
Say again?
If they're going to have come here to do the same type of job, which is to observe.
I'm asking you, what are they observing for?
Whatever the observers observe.
Unless you have the context of what they would normally observe and what they're coming to observe this time.
What are they coming to observe this time?
We have to find out. But we only need to look in the context of what was requested from the leader of opposition and the coalition of independents. They didn't ask. They asked for extraordinary circumstances observation. Okay? For which they responded.
Out of nonsense.
No, it's not nonsense. It's fact. Because you want us to assume that they have to observe. Does this letter say we always come anyway?
They always come anyway.
You're saying. You have to get some confidence to the embassy, man. I'm going to assume they have some level of confidence in there.
The U.S. embassy knows exactly what's happening inside this country. Everything. They know
Have the power to insert themselves.
They know who you are. They know who you married to. They know how much money you make. They know everything.
Okay. But they don't have the power to impose themselves.
They ain't have to impose. They have no power to impose on our election either. They can observe.
No, they don't. They are not imposing. Just like they're not imposing on the hospital.
They're
simply saying, your dependency, we have a codependency. And anything you do affects our relationship. And so what you must do is take into consideration all of the things that has been happened even before you to other places. See, the problem is that we try to pretend that we make some rules. Imagine we're waiting on the United States for doctors and lawyers, and all of a sudden we got a testicular fortitude of a doctor to say, don't tell us anything but the same hospital they're going to be working in.
Let me talk about that right now, and I appreciate that point you bring up. We are still waiting on the U.S. Embassy, or at least Rubio, Secretary of State, to respond to us on whether we can get the Cuban doctors to come. We said we changed the contract. This has nothing to do with U.S. Embassy. This is Rubio now. We changed the contract, right? We did everything you say. Months now, we won't even know if we can get one or two of the Cuban doctors back to help the sick people. And all we got met was silence. Quiet. might be next 2, 3, 4, 5 years before someone responds if we can get the Cuban doctors. In fact, I believe it'll be 4, 5, 6 years before they say we would build the hospital. We could be waiting forever. More people, all Bahamians were dead. I didn't expect nothing soon at all. They slow to respond. I'm just saying they slow to. It's been decades now before we had them. They just slow. We noticed that they slow. They slow to respond. And that's what we're saying. We're saying, United States, we love you, but you're slow. Y'all need to get faster. And until y'all get faster, we got to make some decisions. But let's start making some decisions now for us, please. And if you can talk and don't say, see, I bring the people in hand. These are the 6 people now. Instead of we can find people, we just can't listen. We just can't listen. We have a country to run. We struggling. We being submerged. And you watching us and not showing us a flotation device. You watching us drown and not showing the flotation device and then say, y'all need to be grateful while you drown. No, man, it can't work. Throw just some flotation device. That's all we're asking. Throw us something. Let's go to the callers, man. Guardian Radio AM. You're live, caller. You're live.
Hey, Nuri, just had to make a quick call. You know, this hospital issue, I wonder if we actually listen to what's been going on. This appeal for help has been going for 4 years. I mean, do we remember that the appeal to help with the hospital issue has been going on for almost 4 years? And even though, you know, we appreciate our big brothers to the north, we cannot, we cannot wait. And I asked this, and I brought up the scenario the other day. I said, listen, if you had an old broken down car, would you keep pumping money into that car, knowing that 2, 3 months from now the car can break down again and break down again? I bet you as soon as this, and by the way, I think Papa asks whether or not they can get, if the government comes in, they can change the purpose of the funding from the Chinese. I don't think he or most of them know how the Chinese work in relation to when they're funding things. And then we also got to look at the fact that we have many institutions in our country. We enjoy, where do you think the stadium come from? Huh? Where do you think that come from? Among other things.
Yeah, the United States donated a new stadium to us too.
This is it. And we, people who don't travel, and people who travel should know better. How many Caribbean countries already have a relationship with China, where China's come in and put in mass infrastructure, hospitals, gyms? I mean, the list goes on. You would only notice if you take the time to notice. This ain't
long and short, we need a benefactor. And if the benefactor are being stingy with benefacting, we need to find another benefactor. That's what we're asking. We need another stadium. We need one in Grand Bahama. The U.S. could come and do that if they want. We need a hospital, a new hospital in Grand Bahama. U.S., you adopt that. Adopt that. Adopt that. Leave the one in Nassau. Adopt that one. Fix Grand Bahama. So much things we have the United States busy on. Do something. Do something, man. The idle talk frustrating us as people, man. Do something. Let's go to the callers then, man. Guardian Radio AM.
Hello. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate your sense of humor, but, you know, the last caller seems to, I mean, he's correct, right, in some of the things he's saying, but, you know, you have to realize it's almost like a confession of an economic hitman. China's not doing this for nothing, you know.
Of course not.
During the pandemic, you saw countries were almost blackmailed into signing over sovereign assets in order for vaccines, right? And as your relations to, I wouldn't call it disparaging, but you're saying, who's a legal expert versus not? And everybody can read the English language, who has the O-level literature, et cetera, history, et cetera. What I'm saying is then, if we live in a world where the status quo and the educated are allowed to just be a par side, like, with their knowledge, then it's enslavement, because you have people, I don't know if you ever read Deadly Intelligence, or you know about people like John Crawl, non-pundits who actually discovered orbital deviances. Jack Parsons was a self-taught chemist and rocket scientist who started the space program. So what I'm saying, in other words, is we cannot be kidnapped. And so I said that because, you know, not only lawyers can read and interpret the law. You may have English literature O-level. My schoolmate, Neil Brathwaite, who works in the Attorney General or whatever, Neil got an A in English language. So what I'm saying, in other words, is the fact that you're tutorial. So for me, when you said that marijuana is legal, so the problem is, it you say it's legal, but it's only decriminalized to a certain amount, but it's still illegal. So the question then, even as it relates to gambling, the question is, why are police officers? I saw a gentleman went to court for a joint. I said on the radio a couple of weeks ago, and the police officers are still taking a joint, rolled up joint, just to be spiteful. So it can't be legal. Because what I'm saying is, I asked him for a joint back. Why don't you give me the joint? What makes it so harmful? See, what I'm saying is, when it's decriminalized, it's a farce because it's a form of income whereby youths become ignorant, and so they think they could get a little quarter ounce or anything announced, then they go to court and pay a fine. So that's a collection revenue for the government. That's why they don't want to make it illegal. Decriminalization doesn't mean it's legal. And so most people don't understand it. So it's really a collecting revenue for the government. And so if you need to get someone to clear this up, even as it relates to gambling. So it can't be legal if people have to run when they're throwing dice and I can't go in the casino. We have a gambling apartheid. A lot of apartheid going on in this country, man. Someone has to clear up this. I'm dumb. So someone has to clear up this conundrum. All right, have a good day.
Thank you very much. You know, I'm dumb too. I'm just saying restricted and illegal is two different things. Mr. Nuri, the key word is will be coming, but the invitation has not been sent yet. It is and should have been sent since the election date was announced. Okay. Nobody cares about the affairs of a poorly run black country that can right themselves. Why cry to America? She has her own problems. That's what text says. Nuri, your handling of the amateur spin doctor out of Freeport was impressive. Utter nonsense. Okay. Nuri, accordingly to Travis Robinson's lottery money isn't good money. Is he in favor of a national lottery? Are winnings from a national lottery considered good money? What about funds lost to the lottery system that becomes funding for social programs? Is it bad money? Some candidates insult the intelligence of constituents with what amounts to nonsense as their message instead of drawing their support. Let's go to the callers again. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Nuri, I have two cars for you.
Cars? What type of car? Where are you going? Anyway, especially when you call about the car. Okay. If there are laws and procedures in the Bahamas, pray tell me then, how was the country being governed by for the past nearly 5 years? Certainly not by the aforementioned. Okay. I already read that one. Okay, let's read these things here. I just love how you engage and rebutted T. Allen, unlike the other talk show hosts who just allow him to constantly spew his nonsense. Good morning, Mr. Nuri. Is that an AI call back? He called every station like an AI voice. They got number one location, Cable Beach. They got the number one location, Bay Street. You got a stadium, 500-year plan. Don't worry, COI will send it to the USA. So Travis is the money police now. He won't get back his money. Why you spank C. Allen? Okay, let's go to the callers again. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller. That's the caller, True Kermit. Go ahead, caller, you're live.
Good day, Nuri.
Good day, man.
Do you know the difference between proscribe, P-R-O-S-C-R-I-B-E, and verboten?
Verboten?
Verboten, V-E-R-B-O-T-E-N.
No, tell me.
Proscribe means forbidden by law, and verboten means forbidden by authority.
Hmm.
Now, under the International Persons Landholdings Act, a foreign person is forbidden under Section 3.1 and 3.2 from entering into any land transaction without first having approval from the investment board or the National Economic Council. You aware of that?
No. Go ahead.
But that doesn't make it illegal because when they do that, that's between two civil parties, the landowner and the prospective buyer. Now, if they take that transaction and tries to move it through the court, depending on it, that's when it becomes illegal. And, you know, November 14, 2022, today makes 3 years, 5 months, and 1 week that Chester Cooper and Brad Davis refused to answer a letter I wrote to them. Have a nice day.
Okay. You need to go to court. That's all it means. So your argument is faulty. If you're restricted from conducting a business activity, it is illegal for you to do so. Let's explain this. It was legal to open up a web shop. Now, if you decide to do prostitution inside your web shop, that's an illegal activity, but the web shop is legal. If you want to host illegal gambling in terms of a brick and mortar place in the web shop, that is illegal because you need to have a permit. But the web shop still remains legal. To conflating two different issues. Web shop is legal. It's not restricted. I say marijuana is a restricted drug. It's not an illicit drug. You can get a permit for smoking marijuana, especially for medical issues. I say gambling is restricted. It's restricted for residents in the country. It's not illegal for residents to gamble. You can get a permit. You can say, hey, Mr. Man, I want to have a permit to have a little gaming operation here for one day because I have some whatever coming. And they can host that. Life of Key had gaming there before. They got permit. I don't know how they get it. I'm just saying. They ask for whatever they host it. They move certain things from the hotel and have it. They host a gaming thing. You can get permission. Now, I believe people can have a different of opinion. Their opinion is just like my opinion. I have a view on it. And then the courts will determine whether one is right and one is wrong. Because we all have different opinions and different interpretation of such things. I ain't smart. But there's no need to belittle me for not being smart. I just saying, I have a different interpretation. But I know for a fact that restricted and illegal is two different things. And I hope I was able to help you understand that also. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. N-E-W-R-Y. New. Denry. I know it's hard to pronounce. It's hard to pronounce. Nuri. That's my daddy name. Nuri. I like how it sounds. Mr. Nuri. Mr. Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. 2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foreign commercial banks have been closing across our islands. For thousands of Bahamians, our country's post office savings banks are a lifeline, providing safe and secure banking. But Michael Pindart says,
we will abolish the bank through the post office system.
That's a risk Bahamians can't afford. That's why the Prime Minister is making post office savings banks stronger to protect Bahamian families and small businesses who rely on them. Paid for by the PLP.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
We came to celebrate IT.
Celebrate IT.
Send three money transfers for a chance to win indeed.
Celebrate IT.
Life is good, so we say la vie.
Ah bon.
No la parfait, Monty Garcon.
Celebrate IT
with GK Money Services.
Send three
with GK Money and Western Union
for a chance to win.
To send free
for the rest of the year.
Three lucky customers will win.
Follow us at GKMSBAH
for more details.
Promotion ends May 18th.
Western Union.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.